This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. West African leaders will discuss Sunday how to respond to a coup in Mali, gathering in the Ghanaian capital Accra for a summit to be attended by the army colonel who was named interim Malian president after leading the takeover last week. The revolt has prompted sanctions warnings from foreign powers, which fear it will derail a promised transition back to democracy following another coup last August led by the same man. He was appointed interim president on Friday, setting Mali on a collision course with the 15-member Economic Community of West African States, which has insisted the transition, which is due to end with elections in February, should be led by civilians. Growing friction with China and how to reopen borders after the pandemic will be among the topics discussed by the leaders of Australia and New Zealand in their first face-to-face meeting since the coronavirus outbreak prompted both countries to close their borders. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison arrived in the tourist resort of Queenstown for an overnight visit Sunday. He is the first major world leader to meet with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern since last year. The neighbors opened a quarantine-free travel bubble last month, although a recent outbreak of the virus in Melbourne has prompted New Zealand to suspend the arrangement with Victoria State. The choice of Queenstown for the meeting was deliberate as New Zealand tries to revive its battered tourism industry. Queenstown has been particularly hard hit by the pandemic, although tourism operators say they expect a boost from Australian tourists during the upcoming ski season now that the travel bubble has begun. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The three suspects in Italy's cable car disaster that killed 14 people were allowed to leave prison Sunday after a judge indicated most of the blame fell on just one of them, a service technician who intentionally disabled the car's emergency brake. The judge says there wasn't sufficient evidence suggesting the owner of the cable car company or the maintenance chief knew that the technician had deactivated the brake on several occasions, even before the May 23rd disaster. 14 people were killed in northern Italy when a cable snapped and the emergency brake failed to prevent the car from crashing to the ground. It then rolled down a mountain until it was stopped by trees. The Italian region of Piedmont observed a minute of silence at noon Sunday, and flags flew at half-staff to mark the moment 1 week ago when the disaster struck. Egypt and Israel are holding high-level talks in both countries Sunday to shore up a fragile truce between Israel and the Hamas militant group and rebuild the Gaza Strip after an 11-day war that left much of the Palestinian enclave in ruins. Egypt's foreign minister is meeting with his Israeli counterpart who landed in Cairo on Sunday. It's the first public visit by an Israeli foreign minister in over a decade, according to the Egyptian foreign ministry. The Israeli embassy in Cairo says the two ministers are discussing topics including the ceasefire and the release of Israeli soldiers and citizens being held by Hamas. Meanwhile, Egypt's intelligence chief flew to Tel Aviv for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and later Palestinian officials for talks on how to rebuild Gaza. The 11-day war killed more than 250 people, mostly Palestinians, and caused heavy destruction in the impoverished coastal territory. Egypt was key in mediating a deal between the two sides. South Korea said on Sunday 1 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccines will arrive in early June, including for hundreds of thousands of soldiers, as the United States is nearly doubling its early pledge. U.S. President Joe Biden, at his first summit with President Moon Jae-in earlier this month, promised to supply shots for 550,000 South Korean troops. The two agreed to forge a vaccine partnership to boost regional and global supplies. Worldwide shortages and shipment delays have posed uncertainties in South Korea's vaccine rollout, deepening public skepticism over its goal of reaching herd immunity by November. South Korea's Food and Drug Safety Ministry granted final approval for the J&J product in April. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.